Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yeah. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
The Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, people, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution so that you're not part of the problem, right? Isn't that how it works? Yeah, I know. I do this every day, and I do it for a reason. As I always say, you know, really, seriously, if you're not part of it, if you're not informed, don't engage. Because you just make us all look like fools. Right? I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be weird. Just you do. You make us all look like fools. We don't want that. Because I want people to take us seriously. Right? You know, everything going on today up on Capitol Hill. We've got the new hearing. And what I love about this is the Dems are in, I don't know what to say, they're in double time, double mode, if you would, on trying to make the Republicans look like fools when it comes to this hearing. I mean, seriously, who is going to defend China? Why would they defend China? Right? Why would you do, here's a country that has always been on our heels, always, you know, wanted to take us down, right? You come on, you could be hiding, you could decide, okay, that's not true, that's really not what's going on. No, that's not true. You're starting to find out whether you like the guy or not. You're starting to find out that all those conspiracy nut job things that you try to say about Trump, he was right. He was, I mean, I hate to put it this way, but he was dead right. Everything from you know, the Trump Towers being bugged, all the way down to this is a Chinese thing. This is a China flu. That's where it came from. No, it wasn't. I love how they tried to make it sound like he was xenophobic over this. I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and again, the more we hear from these people. See, I say don't stop the Dems from talking. Don't call them out. Let them go. Let them go. They will bend over backwards. Think about this. We now have proof. We're now being told by many news outlets, not news outlets, I'm sorry, many of our, Department of Justice, right, Health and Human Service, I mean, all these groups, our national security groups, are now saying This flu originated out of China. It wasn't natural. It was man-made. Okay? And you've got a few of the top officials going, let's not jump the gun here. Well, no, why? It's where it came from. Make them pay for it. Make them pay for it in the national world. Make them pay for it on the world stage. Right? I think so. Why not? Let them prove it didn't come from them. How's that? How about for once we push them back on their heels? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. It looks like, I don't know how true this is. You know, we're still early in this, right? Lori Lightfoot, I know some of you who don't know. They're having their election today in Chicago for new mayor. Paul Ballas, I think is his name. You know, he's up. He is right up there with 35. He's got 35% of the vote. He's in first place, 153,000 votes. This is just as of a few minutes ago. Brandon Johnson in second place with almost 90,000 votes. Gee, Lori Lightfoot's in third place. Can't imagine. Why would she be down there? You realize she's throwing stuff around her office right now. Screaming, how can this happen? I mean, she was trying to get she was trying to get the felons to vote for her and everything. Jesus Garcia in fourth place, and not that I know any of these other people, but the mere fact that they finally, you know, this is proof. This I hope gives you hope for the next election. You got to get out there. You got to put feet to pavement. You got to tell your neighbors. I won't say how to vote, but you definitely have to tell your neighbors what they need to vote for, what they need to vote against, what's on the agenda, what's going to protect you, your neighborhood, your kids. My God, I'm amazed at some of these communities that complain for the most part of what's going on in the school. And look at, if you have kids in school and you don't know anything about who's running the school, who's making decisions for your kids, shame on you. Shame on you big time. Dropping your kids off at an institution that you know absolutely nothing about. Just amazing. All right, we're going to talk about whether or not smartphones are killing your kids. Is technology killing your kids? And I don't mean it medically. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, I've been telling you guys, we talk about this on a regular basis. Okay, we have these conversations. Well, I guess I talk at you on a regular basis. Seriously, people. When you think about what's going on around you, you think about everything that these kids are being subjected to. I've always said to you, they're being distracted. They're not engaged. You know, the days of having dinner with grandma and the rest of the family on the weekends are gone. And these kids are left to their own. They're left to their own with their quote-unquote friends at school. That's their whole life. But their whole life centers around that. And some of you see it. It's that thing that's stuck in their hand. You know what I'm talking about. That little smartphone that they got. But as I say to you all the time, I'm not the expert. So don't listen to me. I have a clue. because, you know, I get involved in this stuff, but I don't have all the answers for you. That's why I bring on people that do have a clue. And it's been a while since he's been on with me. Tom Kirsting joins me. He's a nationally renowned psychotherapist, author, and television contributor. He's the author of Disconnected, How to Protect Your Kids from the Harmful Effects of Device Dependency. And if some of you have seen those videos as of late, where, you know, you take the smartphone away from them, you take a little Nintendo, portable Nintendo away from them, and they lose it. And they lose it big time. All right? And you really need to run out, get his latest book, Raising Healthy Teenagers, Equipping Your Child to Navigate the Pitfalls and Dangers of Teen Life. Now, hey, Tom, God bless. Thanks for being with me, man. I really appreciate your time.
You know what? I'm glad to be with you, Joe. It's good to catch up.
Yeah, and it's, you know what, it's funny because I say to people all the time, you kind of, when I was a kid, the babysitter or the thing that people didn't pay, you know, TV, right? Mom sat you down in front of the TV, dad sat you there, watch television while I go make or do or whatever. And now you don't have to do any of that. These kids have grabbed these phones, they've gravitated to all the information that they're being spoon-fed is right there in their hand. You know, everything that they usually sit around, used to sit around and talk to their parents about, they don't have to anymore. They got it right there. Why don't you give people some of your background and what pushed you to write the first book?
Yeah, Joe. So, you know, I worked in education as a counselor in a public high school for 25 years. I've had a private and licensed psychotherapist. I have a private practice for 22 years. So this goes back to 2008. That prompted me to write the original book, Disconnected, when I started seeing an unbelievable amount of kids being diagnosed with attention deficit disorder, and it led me to do research because it didn't make any sense. I had all these high school kids being diagnosed with ADHD, and everything pointed to something known as brain neuroplasticity that I underscore in the first book. And essentially, you know, the brain, the way it works is we have these neural pathways, and we're spending, you know, more like 3 or more hours a day in front of anything highly stimulating. The brain sort of adapts to that and then unadapts to other environments. So, you know, it's estimated that 70% of kids that are older diagnosed with ADHD don't actually have ADHD. They have the symptoms of it, but they don't have the neurological born with condition.
It would be, say that again, that the kids don't have ADHD?
Well, kids, so ADHD is a neurological condition that you're born with. So whenever I hear the term adult ADHD, I cringe, right? So it's because an adult all of a sudden has symptoms of ADHD. They go get diagnosed with ADHD. They don't actually have it, though. All right, so ADHD you're born with, and the average age of diagnosis historically is 8 years old. And if you have a child with ADHD, you can't not notice it by the time that kid's 5 years old. So instead what we have is, you know, so many people, particularly, you know, young adolescents that are being diagnosed with ADHD that don't have it. What they have is a brain that has been so compromised from the stimulation of technology, hours, 9 hours a day, and their brain has now rerouted itself and adapted to that cyber world and sort of unadapted, affecting their executive functioning part of their brain, creating symptoms of attention deficit disorder. And that's what prompted me to write the first book, and now the next book I go into a lot more new territory.
Now, you know, we've allowed this to happen over a period of time, and I know a lot of people, you know, you hear about these apps that'll help your kid do this and help your kid do that. Let's talk a little bit truly and honestly about what's safe with these phones. What is a safe amount of time for them to be in front of these devices? What kind of things should they be looking at? What should they be staying away from?
Well, you know, so the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends no more than 2 hours a day for kids that are 8 years or older, right? No more than 2 hours. And the average kid spending, depending on research, you'll look at somewhere between 8 and 10 hours a day.
Wow.
And that's where we're at. So, you know, to jump on your earlier point, you know, one thing that I talk about in Raising Healthy Teenagers and the new book, some new information, some new research I've done is on behavior and conduct issues. So what I've been seeing for the last couple of years is an unprecedented amount of oppositional defiant behavior. And part of the reason is that part of the reason for that is that there's so much negative. Everybody's got a camera in their pocket. Every street corner there's a camera somewhere. So everything bad is being captured, right? Funnels to social media, gets into kids' minds, and that desensitizes them to these behaviors and these violent criminal activities and so forth. Secondly, is you know, this area of the brain that produces dopamine, which is the feel-good chemical. It's the pleasure-seeking part of the brain, right? So all of these apps, video games, and so forth are designed to target that part of the brain. So kids are getting an endless stream or drip of dopamine, right? And that's tied to every addiction. So when mom and dad comes and takes the phone away or the Xbox, what's the ensuing result of that? An absolute crash and withdrawal in the form of behavioral outbursts and verbal outbursts.
So what – I could keep you on for 3 hours because I got like all these questions popping up in my head, which is, you know, you talk about this. Explain to people what dopamine is. And I know some of them already know because of another guest I have on regularly. But I want you to tell them what it is and how this is feeding these kids.
So, all right, so let's imagine somebody that's a drug addict, right, that uses cocaine, for example, right? So what that substance does is it stimulates the part of the brain that produces dopamine. Dopamine is if you hit a home run in a baseball game, you get this rush, this really feel-good feeling, right? Now, through evolution, as human beings, we have something called homeostasis, which is the brain's, through evolution, ability to create a balance so that you don't have too much dopamine and too little. Once the scale tips, and there's too much dopamine, like, for example, somebody using drugs, right, or somebody playing too many video games or somebody constantly scrolling through TikTok and so forth, what happens is it creates an imbalance. Now you have too much dopamine, right, and the ensuing result is when that stimuli is removed, in this case phones or video games, you have a very similar effect to somebody who doesn't have access to drugs or has had their drugs taken away. They crash, they withdraw, and for kids that manifests itself, you know, behaviorally, I could sit here for hours and tell you stories of my private practice of 12-year-old kids saying things to their parents, getting physical with their parents, and making comments that I wouldn't, you know, say on this interview right now.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, and listen, being in the position I'm in on a school board, we've seen it. I've heard it.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I've seen what happened. We're working on processes right now to limit cell phone usage when the kids are at school, actually even forcing them to shut them down, put them in their backpack. And I will tell you when we come back about some of the effects, positive results we've had when we return. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far, a lot more when we return with Tom Christie.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Democrats are calling on the CEO of Norfolk Southern to testify before Congress following the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio.
Norfolk Southern, you've broken your trust with the American people. The American people, and of course the people of East Palestine, deserve answers.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said rail companies worked with the Trump administration to roll back safety standards while raking in large profits and laying off workers. Mississippi is the latest state to ban gender-affirming treatments for transgender youth.
No child in Mississippi will have these drugs or surgeries pushed upon them. This stops today. We are taking the stand.
Republican Governor Tate Reeves signed the bill into law Tuesday, saying there's a dangerous movement spreading across America. The measure prohibits gender transition procedures for anyone under the age of 18. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
I always feel bad when that sound bite plays. When we're talking about stuff, mental health for kids and such. But I gotta tell you know what? It's true. It's what you're turning your kids into. You know, being a school board member, talking to other school board members or people in education, some of us older folks, more seasoned, we're always amazed at what parents do to their kids when it comes to, you know, sticking up for them no matter what and not allowing them to suffer the consequences of some of their bad actions. And you heard my guest, Tom Kersting. He's a nationally renowned psychotherapist, author, and television contributor. He's also the author of Disconnected, How to Protect Your Kids from the Harmful Effects of Device Dependency. Grab his latest book at the next break. Grab his latest book, Raising Healthy Teenagers, Equipping Your Child to Navigate the Pitfalls and Dangers of Teen Life. You know, I got to tell you guys something. Helping them maneuver, and I'll let him speak to this, but Helping your kids to maneuver is not cleaning their butts for them, not picking up for them all the time, allowing them to go through some of this stuff while they're with you at home as opposed to when they get out on their own. Anyway, Tom, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time with me.
My pleasure. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you finish.
I was going to say another. Yeah, an important, you know, this next book, an important chapter, you know, goes back to, like, younger kids, right? And, you know, parents of younger kids. And, like, right now we have this issue where kids are spending almost all of their time indoors, right? And indoors means in front of a screen, right? And it affects their mental well-being. And kids are spending just 4 to 7 minutes a day of unstructured outdoor play nowadays. Because they'd rather be inside. So the ball fields are empty. I was just talking to you during the break about, like, how they had police tape during COVID around all the playgrounds. You know, so it's like, all right, that's like a crime scene. You know, the playground, the kids' natural habitat. So let's, like, put them in solitary confinement inside their house where their bedroom cannot be the place where they sleep and where they get educated. You know, and as a result, the last couple of years, we have, play is down 71%. Just play between kids. And play is where kids learn social and emotional skills. It's where they learn how to cope. It's where they learn how to deal with a kid taking a ball from them. And play also activates something like 3,000 genes in the cortex part of the brain that's responsible for decision-making and shapes our kids socially as human beings.
Now, you're talking about physical play, when they're actually looking at each other, rolling around the dirt and that kind of thing, correct?
That's what I'm talking about. Like when you're outside, you're on a playground, some kid takes your ball, you scrape your knee, you get into a scuffle. You know, and oftentimes, you know, we have helicopter parents, to your point, that come in and try to rescue the kids. But every time we do that, you know, we're actually harming the kid because they need to learn how to understand how to deal with other people, how to deal with, you know, situations that aren't going their way, how to deal with a kid that's bullying them and so forth. The more we insulate them, the more we're actually preventing them from developing the skills as they move along to be able to cope and how to handle adversities and how to confront people.
Yeah, it's again, it's never ending. And part of the thing I was talking to you about during the break was I am amazed at how many parents either don't want to parent, don't want to believe, don't get truly the damage that these smartphones, and it's not, you know, we use the term smartphone. It's not the smartphone in and of itself. It's not the fact that they have a phone in their backpack that is damaging these kids. It's a matter of that they're so connected to it, if you would. That's their life. Next to their heartbeat or their heart, that's their life source, isn't it?
Well, kids spend more time per day staring at a screen, whether it's the phone, video games, TV, the tablets, social media, and so forth. They spend more hours of their day, 7 days a week, than any other life activity, including sleep and including school.
Wow. And the parents aren't spending anywhere near the time with their kids that like my parents did or what have you today. My understanding is the average parent doesn't spend a half an hour to 45 minutes on a school day with their kids. Are you finding the same thing?
Well, actually, the statistic, Joe, and I talk about this in the first book, Disconnected, parents are spending as much time in front of screens as their kids are. So a statistic that I cite, and this is going to sound a little frightening to your listeners, is that the average parent spends just 3.5 minutes per week in meaningful conversation with their children.
A week?
A week. 3.5 minutes per week in meaningful conversation with their children.
Is it because they're afraid or they're stuck behind their phone?
They're stuck behind their own phone as well. And it's like I talk when I'm doing lectures, Joe, I tell when I'm talking to parents, I try not to like, you know, make them feel bad. I'm just trying to, you know, give them information, of course, give them insight and advice. So I say to them, I say like, you know, the tip, we hear the word family. When I think of family, I think of like the Brady Bunch, right? You know, family, that's like, what is that, like eight? But let's just take a family of four. You know, the typical family of four isn't really definitive of the word family in the dictionary. It's more like four individuals that are family members that live under the same roof that don't talk to each other.
Oh, God. I don't get it. I can't even imagine. All right, so listen, you talk about social malnutrition, and I was like, what the heck is that? Tell us what social malnutrition is.
Well, chapter two of my book is social nutrition, and when I was writing the book, I actually had it entitled Social Malnutrition, and the publishers made me change it because they're like, oh, that sounds too negative. So it's actually called Social Nutrition, and it's about what I just talked about the importance of making sure that our children are out and about, you know, interacting with other kids, playing with other kids, spending more time outside than they are inside, right? And if you just look at, and here's some statistics, right? So when you look at COVID, when kids were no longer allowed to be with anybody else and no longer, you know, allowed to be outside, between, February and March of 2021, the beginning of the lockdowns, there was a 51% increase in suicide attempts among girls between 12 and 17, and a 24% increase in emergency room visits for mental health emergencies for kids between the ages of 5 and 11. So it goes to show you that when kids are, you know, forced to be inside, and this was actually happening before COVID, but COVID has made it even worse, that removes them from their natural habitat. It's like taking a lion, you know, out of the tundra and putting it in a cage. It doesn't know what to do, right? Or a baby lion, you know, that's born, you know, that's rescued in the wild when it's a baby, when it's a cub, and is nursed back to health, but can't be released back into its natural habitat because it won't know how to exist anymore. So that's the biggest fear I have, is like, because our kids are spending so much time on another planet, cyber world, you know, how do we expect them to thrive and really kill it in the real world when they have to go out in the real world?
Yeah, it's interesting, again, just watching, and look, I don't know if this was the right way to handle it or not, but, you know, when we kids, we got hurt on the baseball field, the football field, whatever it was, you know, your coaches would be like, come on, get up, shake it off, you know, walk it off and that kind of stuff. You didn't baby, you know, as long as you knew it was unbroken. Let's not get ridiculous, but you know what I'm saying. And nowadays, I'm watching this happen. The game stops. Five people run over to the kid. Got a broken leg. He hasn't got a broken arm or a hand. It's all, you know, it's okay. He didn't mean to do it. He didn't mean to run into you. And like, stop it. What are you doing?
Yeah, he's got a strawberry on his knee from sliding where a little skin came off.
Right.
No, it's so true, though. And it's really, I think part of that is just like, you know, parents, you know, everything we're consuming is like fear-based. And I have a chapter on that, too, called Fear-Filled Nation. So everybody's like walking on eggshells. They're afraid of everything. And we're like so responsive, you know, to every little thing. Like our kid slides into second base and starts crying because they're supposed to cry because they're 5 years old. And then we go out and the ambulance comes, the helicopter lands on the field. And it's like, you know, what's going on here? The kid doesn't have anything. Nothing's happened to him. He's just got a little scrape on his knee.
It is just amazing. You know, one of the things you talked to me about during the break was nature deficit disorder. And, you know, my head goes right to, do our kids really know that there's real trees out there and you only see them in the store or on your smartphone, right? I mean, what is that all about?
Yeah, so the kids that spend more time outdoors than they do indoors have substantially higher mental health outcomes.
Really?
So we're wired. Like human beings are hunters and gatherers through evolution. We are supposed to be outside. We're supposed to be getting our heart rate up. You know, we're supposed to be interacting with others, and we're supposed to be getting sunlight. You know, when kids are in their bedrooms, like, you know, and they're getting blue light from their screens, they're not living in their natural habitat. So they're suffering from something, an unofficial term that we call nature deficit disorder.
Wow. Yeah, you're always, whenever I talk to you, I'm always sitting here lost for words. And that's not, you know, I'm an Italian from Boston. I very rarely am lost for words, you know. But I sit here and think about all this damage that's being done. And the fact that we are, quote unquote, as I always hear, we're an enlightened society, right? We're supposed to be smart. We're supposed to be educated. I don't have a PhD in anything. And this stuff makes so much sense to me, being inside, being stuck on the phone, having your brain. I mean, I'm concerned that when you're on that smartphone, you're technically being fed information. You're not working it through. You're not putting it together yourself. You're having this information being spoon-fed. It has to be dumbing you down to a degree, is it not?
It is. Well, it's like, you know, everything nowadays is the push of a button. You hit a button, DoorDash is there. You hit a button, Amazon movie right in front of you, you know? So there's no delayed gratification.
Hold that thought. We're going to go to a quick break. I want to finish up on that because that's one of the biggest pushbacks I get is, no, the phone doesn't affect you like that. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Tom Kirsten after this.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite. I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe with your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Truly be part... You know, the way you do that is you got to get informed. Don't make it up as you go. You've never heard me say, I believe something just because I think it. I always tell you what I've read, what I've looked into, and I don't stop for those of you, you know, I'm not that Fox guy that's into Fox 24/7 or Newsmax or that. I go looking at different viewpoints to find out how they're getting at something. I go look for the commonalities as to what they're seeing. And if you really want to see really how the left and the right don't work together, you just go to an MSNBC or a CNN along those lines, and you go ahead and look at how they title a story and their spin on a story as opposed to, okay, Fox or Newsmax or what have you. This is why you have to do your own research. You can't be spoon-fed. And many of you think that your kids are really, you know, they're doing better. They've got more tools than we ever had. They got this smartphone. They can look up anything in a heartbeat. That's not necessarily the best thing for you. Tom Kirstie joins me. He's a nationally renowned psychotherapist. He's author and television contributor. He's also the author of Disconnect and How to Protect Your Kids from the Harmful Effects of Device Dependency. In his latest book, Raising Healthy Teenagers, Equipping Your Child to Navigate the Pitfalls and Dangers of Teen Life. Tom, can you, first of all, I would love you with me, man. You actually make me speechless, which is a hard thing to do. But is your book now available on Amazon?
It's available anywhere books are sold. It was just released last week, a week ago today.
All right, cool.
So anywhere you can buy books, you can find it.
Well, look, I don't push books on my people. I really don't. I mean, a lot of times I'll have somebody on or what have you, but this is something. Whether you have kids, nieces, nephews, or grandkids, grab the book. Grab the book and learn something. You know, figure out what's going on so that when you have them around you, it's not all about the phone. You know what I mean? God bless.
Yeah, you know, let me give you a good example, something I want to talk about that's from the new book, all right? I have a chapter 3 is called Fear-Filled Nation, right? So you remember Jaws, Joe?
Oh.
1975, the movie,
yeah.
Right? So when Jaws came out, right, I think it was the highest grossing movie ever at the time, right? So Jaws comes out, you got this mechanical, you know, robotic shark, right, on a big movie screen. Do you know what happened after Jaws came out? Millions of people across the country would no longer go in the water, right, for a two-hour movie. I'm 50 years old. I still don't go in the water after watching Jaws. 50 years later, right? No, I don't really, but I'm hesitant, right? So think about that. A two-hour movie has that kind of an imprint on your mind. Has that kind of an imprint on your mind. Now think about the stuff that adults and kids are consuming all day long, right? Stuff far worse than a shark, you know, patrolling the waters, just violence, murders, so forth, everything caught on camera. Imagine what that's doing to the psyche. Think about why there's so much anxiety. Think about why there's so much tentativeness, so much fear in our society right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, people need to pay attention. I mean, seriously, right?
100.
Use your set. Listen. Parents should use their parental instinct. I mean, I almost hate to say that because I've seen what some parents have done. But for the most part, when I talk to some of these moms, they go, look, I knew this was wrong. Or I knew this was this. And they said, but look at it. Friends are doing it. And I mean, it's okay to take a stand, isn't it?
Well, it's necessary. But the problem is there's something called social conformity. I talk about that in Disconnected, right? So you take, like, if I'm doing a lecture, like, I think I'm going to come out your way again and talk, right, hopefully soon out in California, right? So if I got, 500 parents in an audience, right, and I'll get into a section called social conformity, and I'll say, all right, raise your hand if you think it's smart for an 11-year-old to have a smartphone, right? So all the lectures I've done all over the country, I've never had a parent raise their hand and say, yes, I think that's smart. And then I go on to explain, okay, we all agreed it's a bad idea, right? Yeah, oh, yeah. Did you know the average age of first smartphone issuance is 11 years old? And probably at least half of you in the audience right now that thinks it's a bad idea, you have a kid that's 11 or under that has a smartphone. Have you ever thought about that? And I try not to put people on the spot, but I want to make a point, and it's social conformity. We tend to just, like the school of fish that turns left at the same time or the flock of birds, that's how humans operate. And somebody's got to stand up and lead. And that's like the biggest thing I'm trying to get out there with my movement, is to get parents to start in their community leading instead of following everybody else.
Yeah, I think this line of thinking, I think this line of training and the stuff that you have in your books should be mandatory for teachers and parents. I don't know how you make it mandatory for parents, but you know what I'm saying to you. Make it mandatory for teachers so they see what's going on. They see what the smartphones are doing to these kids. So they come up with different ways, find different ways to teach the kids. Now, I will tell you, we've got 16 schools in my district. Two of them have got a policy, smartphones off from the time you get on to the time you get off of campus. And we had, I think that particular school has almost 1,500 kids in, I don't know. But we had like 9 complaints. 9. From parents.
Now I'm going to take credit for that because I believe when I did a lecture 3 years ago,
yep,
that's when you guys afterwards initiated that, right?
It was so shortly after that.
Give me a little credit over here, will you?
Yeah. and one of the principal who did it, she was bent on the fact that she said, look, all of a sudden I'm paying attention when I go out during lunch and other things. They're interacting with each other. They're actually looking at each other while they're talking. She said, one of the things that stands out in my mind, she was talking about how the kids were sitting around the tables, the lunch tables outside, because we are in California, and they would be talking with each other, but looking at their phone and texting while they're talking to their friends. Right? There's no deep relationship being built there, is there?
No, you know, I got something good for you, right? Something that just popped into my head. So I'm right outside of New York City, like a half an hour away in northern New Jersey, right? So a lot of kids here go to sleepaway camp for like 7 weeks over the summer. So I counsel tons of teenagers and, you know, middle schoolers and so forth. And a lot of them will go away for the summer. And then they come back in September. They start coming back to my office. And I swear to you, I've asked countless kids. I ask them, I say, what is the best part of sleepaway camp? And I can't tell you how many kids have told me, because they're not allowed to bring smartphones. They tell me the best part was not having a smartphone. Right? So, of course, before they went to camp, they were, like, freaking out about not having a smartphone. But what they discovered when they were there is something that humans inherently crave. And what that is deep human connection, deep conversations and relationships. Okay. So they experienced something they didn't even realize they craved.
Yeah, well, because they haven't had it, right? I mean, they've been drawn away from it, because the cool thing to do is have a smartphone. The cool thing to do is have, you know, seven conversations at once. You're texting seven people at the same time, you know, having conversations, and that makes you kind of cool, I guess, or something. But to your point, there's no depth of reality to the conversation, to, you know, what you're doing. I was just reminded by somebody who just texted me and said, hey, you didn't talk about dumbing down, and you know, we were talking about how these smartphones, when it comes to information, they're spoon feeding, or they're almost force feeding you information. If you would, you don't have to work or you don't work anything through. Whatever that comes across that smartphone is gospel truth, right? In the mind of a young person, isn't it?
Well, they don't even know it. It's just the way the brain works, right? The way your brain works when you're sitting in front of a screen, you're believe it or not, in a state of hypnosis, right? People don't know that. And what happens is all your conscious critical mind, which is the gatekeeper for the uncritical subconscious, all that stuff just floods right into that subconscious mind, and it doesn't know the difference. It just believes that and makes it its reality. Perfect example is about a year ago, there was a story about countless teenage girls developing fine motor tics, like somebody with Tourette's syndrome. So doctors couldn't figure out what the hell was going on. And they got together and they realized that all these girls were spending countless hours watching videos of people on TikTok with Tourette syndrome, and what happened is their brain began to mimic those movements just from constantly consuming that unintentionally. Yep.
You got to be kidding me. What about violent type of things? You know, you get a lot of kids and I don't mean the tomfoolery that goes on. I mean, you know, they're watching all these violent videos of people punching each other and violence on subways and stuff like that, or even just video games that they're watching of people fighting and such. I mean, how does that affect them?
Well, you know, the way the brain works, you know, if we're exposed to something enough, right, we become desensitized to it. So if somebody's afraid of blood and they have to be a doctor, let's say, whatever, they go to medical school, they're afraid of blood, eventually they become desensitized to it. So it now becomes normalized. So if you're, you know, marinating in violent, you know, content all day long, you begin to just become desensitized to that, you normalize that, and then oftentimes we act upon that, hence all of these beatings, bullying, you know, things going on in schools that you see all over the news.
To give you just a quickie, I had Marines on the show years and years and years ago. I think it was Veterans Day or Armed Services Day. I had a bunch of them on the show, and the drill sergeant that was there after they left, we were talking, and he said, what I find with these young kids is the hit rate, the accuracy rate has gone up so much with these young kids. He says, I attribute it to video games. The hand-to-eye coordination is much better. They're faster in their response. And he said, you know, you should look it up someday and see what it was, the difference between World War One and World War Two, with the kill rates. In World War One, they used paper targets. That's what you were shooting at. In World War Two, they were using body silhouettes and targets like that, where it was a real thing, in essence, in the mind. So this backs up everything you're saying. You know what I'm saying? It's just amazing. All right, quick, Tom, tell people where they can get more information about you and where they can get your book.
Yeah, some more information about me, my website, www.tomkersting.com, KERSTING. And anywhere you can buy books, you can find my books, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, local bookstore, whatever.
And I'm gonna embarrass Tom. Tom, send me one book with your signature on it, and I'm going to give it away here on the air next time I replay this.
You got it. Done.
Thanks a lot. All right, Tom, God bless. Thank you for what you're doing, man. I really appreciate you helping the kids the way you are. All right, people, coming up, Brad Dinkins joins me. We're going to talk about your legal rights and how we protect them. We'll be back in a little bit.